It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Melinda Roeder for 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, the FDA has given commercial clearance to a sleep aid device for patients with insomnia. The Karev sleep system was created at the University of Pittsburgh. It's now available with a prescription, but does not require any medication. The device sends calming signals to the head whenever it recognizes brain activity that patients often describe as their minds racing at bedtime. There's been another security breach involving social media passwords. This time, it's Twitter users who are affected. The website Leaked Source said it received a cache of Twitter data that contains 32 million records, including passwords. Fishing has come a long way since you all used a pole, a line, a hook, and some bait. This week, the Tech Report takes a closer look at how new technology is revolutionizing the sport of fishing.
Our company is Angler Labs, and our team is all passionate fishermen.
Nick Wilson is founder of Angler Labs, a Pittsburgh-based startup that's created a new app some describe as Fitbit for fish.
We actually started fishing up on the Allegheny River, and we were having the age-old argument of who had the best fishing day.
It's similar to technology that monitors movement and fitness, but this app tracks trout and other fish.
And we were asking ourselves, how could we take this same concept and apply it into fishing, where anglers are curious about their casting behaviors, how tackle works under certain conditions given weather and water conditions or different species of fish.
With the Angler app, you mount your device right onto your fishing rod. Then it auto-detects your casting, reeling, hooking, and water conditions. The data is sent directly via Bluetooth to your smartphone. Soon after Wilson came up with the idea, he contacted app developer Nick Anthony from Pittsburgh-based Pimios.
We specialize in hardware technologies and sensors that harvest data and make it accessible to people who didn't previously have access to that kind of information.
He says the app collects valuable data about weather and the overall health of waterways. Anthony says he's never been a fisherman, but once Wilson began to sell him on the idea, he quickly took the bait.
This market is insane, and there's all kinds of crazy things we can do with this accelerometer technology and the sensors they want to bring into this and the stories we can tell.
When the Angler Labs team reached out to some expert anglers, they got hooked on the technology too.
I like to fish for steelhead on the shore of Lake Erie. And if I'm fishing for trout, I like around the Penn State area. But I have fished in Europe. I fish in South America.
That's Jeff Blood. He's been fishing more than 50 years, and he says what he likes about the app is the idea of having a digital journal of his journeys on the water.
I have lots and lots of memories. I wish I had captured and caught every one of those memories, and that's what this app is going to do in this piece of hardware.
With more than 800,000 licensed anglers in the state of Pennsylvania, Wilson says fishing is a growing sport, and he believes the Angler app will make a big splash in the sport when it's released June 21st. That's this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report. I'm Melinda Roeder for 90.5 WESA.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.